Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from our blessed Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. I'd like to read again for you the Gospel reading, the Beatitudes of Jesus Christ, from the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 5. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called the sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. This is God's word. Please be seated. Now we live in a day of instant gratification. You sit down at your computer and you type electric toothpick into Google, and then you hit enter, and then Google responds, search took 0.78 seconds, and you think to yourself, Google seems kind of slow today. Usually it's 0.12 seconds. But okay, there's the list of all the links that came up, and you click on the first one, something about electric eels with tooth plaque or something, and then you click on it, your screen goes blank, and then you start waiting and waiting and waiting. And before you know it, you're starting to get fed up. I mean, it's already been 3 seconds, and all you've got on your screen is an advertising banner. 2 seconds later, you can't stand waiting anymore. This is just ridiculous. So you click the stop button, and you go back to your Google page, and you click on the next link, hoping that this page isn't going to take all day long to load up. We pay at the pump. We heat up prepackaged meals in our microwaves. We eat and we make phone calls in our cars. We charge things on our credit cards so we can have them now, whether or not we have the money. We get upset when a Big Mac takes 2 minutes. We overnight our packages, and we IM each other. That's instant messaging for those who don't know. We live in a world that says delayed gratification is way overrated. A world that is not accustomed to having to wait patiently for good things to come. But on this All Saints Sunday, this is precisely what we confess as Christians. That there is an eternal city, a paradise of God, an eternity of rest and of being with the Lord, but we don't have it yet. For now we walk by faith, not by sight. Confessing the eternal joys of the life that is to come, while yet struggling in this sin-filled world of trials and troubles and tears. And one of the great struggles that we have as Christians, especially in our fast-paced world, is that we think we should have our paradise right now. No waiting. We are Christians, and God should bless us and reward us for that right now. No problems, no sickness, no trouble paying the bills, no difficult relationships. All the bliss that is being enjoyed right now by our Cindy and Hilda, and all of the faithful departed, all of the peace and all of the joy of all of God's saints in heaven, that should be ours right now, instantly, immediately. Instead of I am, we might talk about IG. We want instant glory. And we hear a lot of that IG kind of preaching, especially from a lot of Protestant pulpits and on our televisions. They will tell you that sainthood is all about following certain biblical principles, which will in turn invite God to open up His hand of blessing and pour out upon you all the health and the healing and the wealth and the success that you can possibly want. It is what we call a theology of glory, because it teaches that God wants to give you the glorious blessings of His kingdom right here and now. All you have to do is do this and this and this and follow this principle, and pretty soon your diseases will be gone, your bank accounts will be full, and you will be driving a Lexus LS460 before you know it. But if that's what sainthood is, if sainthood is IG, if it's instant glory, then what am I supposed to think as a destitute diabetic who drives a dilapidated Dodge? What, am I not a saint because I don't have all the glory and all the blessings? And you see, that's the danger of the preaching that says that God promises glory now to His saints, because it leaves us wondering, who live very unglorious lives, whether or not we really belong to God as His saints. Which is precisely why the Beatitudes of Christ are so comforting to us. I will take one of the Lord's Beatitudes over 1,000 of these instant glory preachers. Because the Beatitudes tell us the truth about what it means to be a saint in this world. But before we get into that, we maybe should take one step backwards. And let us be very clear what a saint is. Sainthood is about holiness. A saint is a holy person. But it's holiness God's way. And the scriptures could not be more clear about this. No one is declared righteous in God's sight by observing the law. So put that out of your mind. You cannot achieve sainthood on your own by being a good person and obeying laws and rules and precepts and principles. Because nobody can do that perfectly. Rather, says the Bible, the righteousness of God is through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe. Holiness is God's work in Christ, His Son. It is the Spirit's work who calls you to faith in Jesus Christ. For in Christ crucified is the forgiveness of our sins, and a righteousness that covers us over like a gleaming white garment, covers all over every stain and wrinkle of blemish and sin. Despite all of our failures and all of our shortcomings, we are saints. That's why St. Paul could refer to the Corinthians as saints. Despite all of their terrible failures and shortcomings. Because sainthood is not our achievement under the law. It is the gift of God's grace, which is through faith in Christ. We are saints now. But you must understand what sainthood in this world is all about. You don't get the glory yet. The glory comes later. For now, saints live the life that is described in the Beatitudes. We anticipate the glory, yes, but we live the cross of Christ. For here we suffer with Jesus, and we are despised in this world. So sainthood is about being poor in spirit. We are beggars before God who have nothing to offer Him. All we can do is implore His mercy and His forgiveness as we await the kingdom of heaven and the riches of His glorious kingdom. Sainthood is about mourning in this world. We grieve everything that sin has done to us and to our world and to our families and our homes. We mourn the guilt of our lives. We grieve the death of loved ones. We grieve the violence and the injustice in this world. We grieve and we mourn as we await the eternal comfort of our God one day. Sainthood is about meekness. We humbly accept God's place and His plan for our lives, even if it's not all that glorious, as we await the day when we, the saints, will inherit this earth an earth that has been recreated and liberated from its bondage to decay. Sainthood is about hungering and thirsting for righteousness. As those who have been redeemed by Jesus Christ, our greatest desire in life is now to live our salvation as we serve God and each other in love and humility. And even if our righteous deeds are never perfect and complete in this life, we await the satisfaction of our hungering and thirsting when our righteousness will be perfected in heaven. Sainthood is about showing mercy as we await the day when God brings to completion our salvation and shows us mercy. Sainthood is about purity of heart, which puts us at odds with the world, but enables us to see God in the end. Sainthood is about being persecuted in this world, and yet even so rejoicing as we await God's vindication and His eternal reward. We are saints now, but the glory comes later. And so as Christians, we always live with this strange tension in our lives. We are struggling sinners, and yet God declares us to be His saints. We find ourselves on the one hand all wrapped up in this world and this life and its troubles, and yet God says that we already have eternal life. On the one hand, we are citizens of a world that is being ripped apart by sin and violence and war, and yet God tells us that we have our citizenship in heaven. We find ourselves hated and persecuted in this world and mocked for our faith. And yet God says we are loved everlastingly. So patience is required of all of us as God's saints, which does not come easily to us in this day and age of microwave ovens and DSL internet connections. But Jesus has given us His Word, His Beatitudes, to encourage us to wait on the Lord and to say with St. Paul, I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. Saints now, glory later. In the name of our Savior, amen.